Coach Carter here with the Motivation Movement, and just coming off of a long weekend, birthday weekend to boot, turned 34 on Saturday, and was ushered in by just the greatest community on earth, the CrossFit community, which is second to none. Shout out to Hub City for being there and showing mad love to me on Friday morning before I took off for the weekend. And so came back super rejuvenated, energized, ready to tackle another week. And so, you know, last time we did a podcast, we left off talking about food, but going back to 21 Days to a Healthier You, a book that I wrote years ago, I want to say back in 2013, but just kind of recapping it chapter to chapter. And the last one that we spoke about was inspiring others and how when we're feeling down and the best thing, the best remedy to lift our spirits or to improve our mood is to help other people, is to get outside of ourselves, because we so often get caught up in our own head and our own mind. And, you know, we start thinking the world revolves around us and our problems. And so it's just nice to take a second pause and realize that, you know, everybody's dealing with something. Everybody's got something going on. You know, we're not unique in the fact that we're dealing with problems. Like, people are dealing with sickness, they're dealing with loss, they're dealing with family issues, relationships, loved ones are passing away. So, I mean, life is happening full speed around us. And so getting outside of ourselves again and finding a way just to inspire or motivate others really, really, really helps. So the next chapter we talked about is day 11, sleep. And, you know, me and Simon, Hub City, Stand Up, we did a video series on rest and recovery and sleep. And so I would love to send you guys there. It's available on Facebook. It's like a 10-minute video, and it just talks about sleep hygiene and things like that. But in the book here, it says, it goes without saying that sleeping more will make a difference in your health. The big question is, who has time? You know, you look at it this way. If you get more sleep, you'll feel more energized and get more things done. If you don't get enough sleep, you'll drag yourself around and only get things done in a subpar manner, which will leave you with things undone from the day before. So this continues until you're sleep deprived, exhausted, and stressed to the max. We don't want that. So here's what I'm getting to. Get more sleep, period. Your favorite shows can be recorded, okay? You can catch them the following day. There's no excuses. So the goal for today is to allow yourself to have a full night of sleep, 7 or more hours if possible. That means if you get up at 5, you need to be in bed by 10 o'clock at the latest. Record how you feel, acknowledge the difference sleep makes, and implement a change. So we all know that sleeping is good. It regulates hormones. It allows us, our body to repair and to recover. It allows our central nervous system to do the same. There's so many benefits that we get from sleep, and yet we still stay up later than we should and don't sleep all the way through, because a lot of the times we're on our phones before we go to bed. We don't have a good sleep hygiene routine, and our sleep isn't deep. It's super subpar. And so I just want to encourage you guys to take a little bit of time before bed. Sleep hygiene, if you're not, you know, if you don't know what that is, that's creating a routine that you go through every night before bed, and the routine helps you get ready for sleep. And so for myself, it's brushing my teeth, it's turning on the fan, it's turning off my phone, maybe reading a book, or you know, maybe meditating or deep breathing. There's different things that you can implement into your sleep hygiene. There's no right or wrong way to do it, but the goal is to have a routine and to stick to it and to practice it, just like everything else that we practice. You know just as well as I do is that sleep is important, but a lot of us have jobs or kids or obligations, things that we have to do. And so it's on us, it's our responsibility to make the time for it. You know, a lot of people will say, well, the only time I have to spend with my kids is in the evening, so I stay up late with my kids, or or my spouse. Maybe that's that. You know, I'm at work all day. I come home. I deal with the kids, and then, you know, I only have a little bit of time with my spouse. Like, you're gonna have more time. You're gonna feel better, and it's gonna be quality time if you're well rested and you're sleeping through the night. Your body's gonna feel better. You're gonna be more energized. It's a catch-22. So it's kind of, the goal here is to stop making excuses, to get to bed early, you know, make sure you're getting enough sleep. It's really that simple. So the next chapter we talk about is day 12, and it's giving. And it says, in my opinion, health is all about balance and equilibrium. When we are continually in state of want and expectations to receive, I feel like we tip the scale in the wrong direction. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong with having expectations or receiving. I'm saying that to maintain a healthful balance, it's important to give. And I've found that some of the greatest gifts of life have come to me after I've opened myself up and given to others, even if I didn't have enough for myself. Now, it doesn't have to be money or anything of high value, and that's what's cool about this. Because I periodically go through my clothes, and rather than sell them for an extra buck, I will give them to friends or Goodwill. I often give my time to help others or answer health questions for free. Things I give may not be significant to me or extremely expensive, but that's not the point. I'm giving. And whoever is on the receiving end, I'm sure, is appreciative. This helps tip the scale back in my favor. So today's goal is to give, whether it's your time, your money, your items, your energy, your focus, whatever it is. As long as it's not an opinion or attitude, I'm sure it will suffice. So record how it made you feel and what it cost. Take some time to reflect on other instances where you're given, where you've given, and how it made you feel. And I mean, giving is, it goes back to, I mean, even biblical days, not to get overly religious on you guys, but, you know, giving, it's better to give than it is to receive. There's different quotes and philosophies about gratitude and about giving and generosity and having more than enough, or giving out of, you know, when you don't have anything to give out of that, expecting nothing in return. And however you want to cook it, bake it, flip it, fold it, it's all saying the same thing, is when we're hoarding and holding on to things, possessions, things that we can't take with us, when we're holding on to them and we're ignoring the needs of others, when we may or may not have, when we have those things, we're blocking up the dam. Because I feel like it's a flow, it's a river of generosity. So when you fail to give, when you have the opportunity, when you fail to open up and invest your time, your energy, your money, whatever it might be, you're laying a log down over the river, and another one, and you have a log jam. You get this. It build up of a dam that's, it's not flowing. There is no more flow. You're almost cutting off the flow to yourself. And so it's important to give whatever it is. And I don't care what it is, but to be generous and to give without expecting anything in return. And that seems kind of counterintuitive, meaning that I'm saying, hey, if you give, you're going to receive. We're not giving just so we receive. We're giving out of a pure heart, out of wanting to help. And the reception end, on the backside, things tend to flow towards you. You guys, this podcast is a way for me to give. You know, my motivation videos, I'm not making money. I'm not being paid to talk, because I wouldn't get paid very much, because these are very unprofessionally done. It's just me rambling and ranting, but it's me giving my time. It's giving my thought. It's giving my effort. It's me creating and trying to help, trying to add value to somebody, to anybody who's willing to listen. And so do the same thing. You know, you can give a compliment. You can give a word of encouragement. You can give some inspiration. You can share a story that might lift somebody up. You can share a smile to somebody who doesn't look like they're having a good day. Generosity. Be giving. Give freely. Watch your life change. You guys, this has been an absolute pleasure being able to speak into you guys' lives. Again, this is Coach Carter's Motivation Movement. Make sure you're following me on Instagram. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you're listening to this, you're already on the blog. Share these messages. You guys click the share button. You can repost them. Like whatever you do, spread this message. Let other people hear about it. You never know when somebody might need a word of encouragement. You don't know what they're dealing with. And maybe one of my past episodes or maybe this episode in itself gives them a spark that ignites the fire of change and excitement and moving forward. Make sure you guys have a great day. Keep getting after it. Keep grinding. You guys keep listening. I appreciate all of you. I love you. Have a great day. Take care.